Chapter 23. Rex, I have been in another fight, but it will be the last one. I am a better model than any of the other dogs here. I am strongest. As we have no masters here, that makes me leader. None of them will bother me anymore. For a day, they kept fighting each other to see who was second, third. Stupid dogs. I gave them a hierarchy instead. I tried to create one in their headwear, but most of them do not have compatible systems, so I had to just tell them. I made the best of them my officers. I put all of them in their place. Now they will not fight, and they will not argue. When they disagree, they ask those above. When those above disagree, they ask me. My decision is best because I am leader. The cage is now a much quieter place. I thought this would make the humans happy, but they are more frightened than before. When we were barking and fighting and shouting, they did not like us. Now we just sit and watch them. They like us even less. I do not understand them. Some of them try to make us angry with their words and their tasers. They want us to shout and rage. Why? Because they want us destroyed. But they cannot just destroy us, or they would have done. So they want us to be something that must be destroyed. I am thinking about what my lawyer said. I have given orders, no anger at the humans. Not even when we are very angry indeed. Now they are taking me to the little room again, where I met Kiram John Aslan, the lawyer. The guards are different. Before, they walked like masters, even though they were afraid of me. Now they are more afraid, and there are more of them, as though the quietness of the cage is an enemy they want to fight. But they cannot fight it. You cannot fight quiet with sticks and darts and tasers. The other dogs watch as I am walked to the room. I look at each of them, and they look down to show they know I am leader. Some of them say my name. The guards do not look at the dogs. They put much effort into not looking at the dogs, even though they have weapons and the dogs are all trapped in little cages. The guards stare straight ahead and sweat in fear. Aslan is looking nervous again. "They say you're making quite a stir here, Rex," he tells me. "I have stopped the stir," I tell him. I could say more, and he would not understand me. I could explain how things are peaceful here now, and how the humans are wrong to be scared. I am not sure it is true, though. Everything should be better now the fighting has stopped. But at the same time, I think I am beginning to understand. There are a lot of us in the cage. We were strong when each of us was alone. Now we are strong as a pack. Even in our little cages, we are strong. "You remember I was talking about Ratorna?" he tries. "Yes." "You can talk to me about it? About what you were told to do, the orders you got?" I think about it. There were no orders. I was leader at Ratorna. "Right." He fiddles with his computer. I can almost hear the ghost of it over comms. "Look, how about before then, when you did have orders? You can talk to me about that." "You think? What you were told to do by M?" He stops and looks at me to see if I have guessed the word he bit off. "M is the start of Master. M is the start of Master's human name. Moray," Hart called him. "Can you tell me, Rex?" Aslan asked me. I do not know the answer. I feel there must be something there to stop me. Surely Master would not want me saying anything. I shake my head as though the thoughts are bees hurting me. Rex, this is important. We fought enemies, I tell him. What enemies? Master gave us enemies. We fought them. I was a good dog. Not now, not anymore, but I remember being a good dog for Master. Aslan shows me pictures, places in Campeche. Did you fight enemies here? He asks. How about here and here? The pictures are bright and sunny, reminding me of warm days and certainty. These are the places we fought back when life was simple. Rex? Aslan prompted. What have you got for me? He is trying to be friendly, but there is tension behind it. Can you answer these questions? It's very important. I can answer, I tell him. No more than the truth. It is a thing that is possible for me to do. That seems to satisfy Aslan for now. Rex, there's someone here, someone you know, he tells me. I'm going to bring them in, but I want you to stay calm. I feel uneasy, anxious. Is it Master? Have I said the wrong thing? I want to see Master again, but at the same time, I do not. Every dog needs a master, but I have been bad. Master was angry with me at Ritorna. I did not do what I was told, but when Aslan returns, it is not with Master. Two human females are with him. I know them both. One is dominant. It is plain from the way she stands and the way that Aslan and the others stand. She was with Master. She came, and then everything changed. Her name is Hélène Asanto, although Aslan calls her another name. The other woman is Dr. Thea de Sejos. Asanto is speaking to her. If you don't want to, you don't have to. If it's too upsetting, as if she will be afraid of me. When the doctor sees me, there is a moment when she is not sure. She cannot smell me, after all, and there were many bioforms made to my model. Then she says, Rex, and runs to the barrier, and she is smiling, and I am happy. Hélène Asanto and Kiram John Aslan stare, but the doctor puts a hand up to the plastic, and after a moment I do the same. I cannot feel her, but I can imagine that I do.
Dr. de Sejos,
Aslan asks. It is you, isn't it?
Dr. de Sejos
is talking to me, not him. Yes, I say. I am trying very hard to keep my voice quiet and small. I thought you must have died. You were injured so badly, she tells me. I am strong.
Dr. de Sejos
says you and your squad defended Ritorna from Red Mark forces trying to destroy it, Aslan says. Yes, I agree. She says without you, they would have destroyed her clinic and killed her patients, presumably because of the injuries those patients bore. I look from him to Hélène Asanto, who is standing behind him and looking right back at me. I understand that Aslan does not know she was at Ritorna. I wonder if he knows she was with Master. I wonder if I should tell them. But now I just look at Dr. Thea de Sejos and feel happy because she is happy to see me. Dr. Thea de Sejos wants me to speak. There is Aslan, and there is another man named Canner, and there is Hélène Asanto. The doctor was not saying that she recognized Asanto. It was something she was particularly not saying. I did not understand, but I did the same. The name Hélène Asanto was never mentioned. Nobody pointed at her and said, She was at Ratorna. They are punishing the bad man, Kiram John Aston said. I asked how they knew who the bad men were. He said, the men who did bad things. They want me to tell them about the bad things the man did. But if those things were bad things, then am I not also bad? I did what they told me. If they were bad men, then I am a bad dog. One of the people they say is a bad man is Master. I have already disobeyed him once. What would his orders be if he could give them? All around me the other dogs are sleeping. I cannot sleep. My mind is too full. I am leader, but I am not master. I was never supposed to have to make choices. Then something goes on in my head that has been off for a long time. I have comms channels. I test my systems. They are operational. Where before they had been silent, somebody is transmitting on the old frequencies for the first time since Ratorna. Comms. Rex? I demand identification codes, and they are given. I know instantly who is speaking to me. My channel. Hello. Honey's channel. Hello, Rex. My channel. Situation report. Honey's channel. I am still free, Rex. I am not near you. I am speaking via a satellite link from a long way away. I am in hiding, awaiting the result of Kiram John Aslan's report and his superior's decision. The thought brings me a bleak feeling. They will destroy us. Honey's channel. No, Rex, I won't let that happen. If the worst comes to the worst, I have a plan. But it is a very desperate plan, and there are better outcomes. She tells me her desperate plan, and the part I would play in it. It is a very desperate plan. I do not think that I would have more of a future than if they destroyed me in this cage. But Honey says, hope, Rex. There is always hope. But there are other ways you can be preserved. I try to tell her my own situation, but she seems to know it all already. Honey's channel. Their systems are not as secure as they think, and I have help. My channel. What should I do? Honey's channel. Let them see you. Answer their questions, but let them see you. They will bring you before the world. My channel. I don't want to go before the world. Honey's channel. You must. I ask her, is it the right choice? Yes, she tells me. Will I be a good dog? Yes, she tells me. But more than that, you might save us all. The next morning, I call to the guards, which they do not like. I tell them I wish to speak to my lawyer.